Blog Talk Radio.
When they took us from Africa, they stripped us of our diamonds and our gold and our silver, our material resource, our spiritual resource, and our youth resource. And when we came here, most of the time we didn't have shoes, we went barefoot. Huh? Stripped the black woman of whatever little cat of rag she had.
I just had to unmute one mic. Okay, is that Brother Chase?
Yes, sir.
Okay, all right.
Peace to God. Peace, people of the universe. Thank you for listening to the God vs. the Devil show, brought to you by Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. My name is Ramel, understanding the angel of peace from the east, understanding and understood in the neighborhood near you. Peace to the fallen soldiers. I'd like to introduce our cast of hosts. Today we have the one, the only, out of Denver, Colorado, Dr. Knowledge Born. With our star guest, Shay Nkuma. This show is based on the 120 degrees of mathematics, commonly known as the supreme wisdom of Islam. We will take this time to expand on the life-giving and life-living lessons that we incorporate into our daily lives. Peace to the universe. Dr. Knowledge Born. How you doing today, brother?
I'm good, man.
Brother Shay, how you doing?
I'm all right. I'm just laughing at these Negroes that's mourning Betty White. This shit is hilarious to me. It's like, what did Betty White do for black people? Not a damn thing. But I just put a post up on Facebook depicting Betty White as Stephen's master. And now all hell done broke loose. So I'm just getting a kick out of it, black family. It's just hilarious to me that we sit up here and mourn these white supremacists, known white supremacists. And then when you ask mugs, what did they do to black people, to have no straight answer.
Okay. All right, well, you know, today's mathematics is wisdom. Today's the second. The two is a symbol of wisdom. God got his wisdom, and the devil got his. You know what I mean? God got his way of executing, the devil got his way of executing. So the difference is that God's is meant to uplift, and the devil's is meant to degrade. So as we look into time, you know, we know that wisdom is timeliness and tactfulness. So it's all about strategic movement. You know, so the second planet away from the sun is Venus, which is 67 million miles away from the sun. And the six and the seven, if you break it down to a fraction, six sevenths is 85%. And Venus means love. So the 85% fall victim to a false assumption of what love is. You know, they think that love is, you know, lust. They think that love is things that aren't, beneficial for them, you know, such as loving your slave master, loving the devil, loving corruption, loving devilishment, you know, loving iniquity. That's a false state of love. And that's what got our people headed in the wrong direction. And now we're trying to bring them into the right direction, the right path, the right motion. You know, because wisdom deals with motion. Anything that moves and grooves, you know, is dealing with motion. You know, and motion makes time. And that goes back to my original statement earlier about wisdom dealing with time. And now's the time to end ignorance. And now's the time to end the devil civilization with the holy sword of mathematics, otherwise known as Islam. Islam is I study, live, and multiply. In self lives all mathematics. And the mathematics is the formula for success. Peace. Do you want to add on, Osborne?
Yeah, for sure. Today is, as you said, it's Wisdom Day. And I'm looking at in Muslim, in the 1 through 14, why did Musa have a hard time to civilize the devil 2000 B.C.? And the answer to that question is because he was a savage. Savage means a person that has lost the knowledge of himself and who was living a beast life. Musa was a half-original man and a prophet. 2000 B.C. means before Christ. In the Asiatic world, it was in the 11,000 year. Civilized means to teach the knowledge and wisdom of the human family of the planet Earth. So that's dealing with today's mathematics because he was a savage. And as we know, many of our people in the wilderness of North America right now, we're currently in a state of savagery because we don't have, well, we had knowledge of self, but it was taken from us. We were robbed of it. And that's why we live in a beastly life in this day and time. So we just want to reflect on the fact that civilized means to teach the knowledge and wisdom of the human family of the planet Earth. And who is it in the wilderness of North America that's teaching our people civilization besides the poor righteous teachers? And, you know, there's a lot going on, as the brother was just saying. A lot of our people are mourning the death of this white lady who was a comedian. And it just goes to show you where our people's priorities are, you know, in terms of life in general in this country. It's like our people aren't really focused on anything serious. And that's what we want to try to get our people on, you know, something serious other than dealing with today's gossip or Hollywood gossip. It's like, are we even aware of what's going on right now in the world? What's going on here in America where we live? In terms of the politics of the day, how it's affecting us, you know, our children's education. So, you know, just like Musa had a hard time civilizing the savage he was dealing with, we're also having a hard time civilizing savages among our own people.
Indeed. You know, to expound on what you were talking about and to add on, I think that the only thing that will uplift our nation is knowledge and wisdom, man. That's why the degree says, civilize me to teach knowledge and wisdom to all the human families of the planet Earth. Because knowledge and wisdom, you know, that's love for the righteous things, you know what I mean? That's knowing and doing. Being able to think and apply your thinking in a positive way, you know, where it's constructive, because wisdom is matter. Because wisdom,
yes,
you know, wisdom exists in the form of matter. You know, what matters is reality. You know, we're dealing with realistic things. We're dealing with serious things, like the brother was saying, tangible things. Because wisdom is tangible, and that's why it's the form of matter. You know what I mean? You know, it's practicality. You know, and our thinking should be based on things that matter and things that are practical and things that are actual and factual instead of mystery spooks in the sky that you ain't going to see when you die. You know, so, you know, the devil, it says in the Bible that God's wisdom is foolishness to the world, and then the wisdom of the devil is foolishness to God. You know what I mean? So we just got to keep teaching and reaching, you know what I mean? That's what I think. You know, and using platforms like this is essential and beneficial to our people. Go ahead, Dr. Nazi.
Yes, sir. I'm in agreement with everything you said, you know. Dealing with wisdom, you're dealing with matter. You're dealing with reality, things that really matter. You know, like the death of the white woman, like what does that matter in the grand scheme of things? It's like, what am I doing today that 1,000 years from now, after we're all dead, that's going to matter to the people who are still on this planet at that time?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what am I doing today that's going to produce a better future for the generations of our people 1,000 years from now? You know, because it's going to take a long time for our people to get out of this condition, because it took a long time to put us in this condition. But we got to keep working, keep teaching civilization, and, you know, just trying to get our people on one accord.
True indeed. You know, that's why the second degree in 140 or Muslim Lost and Found lesson number 2 states, what is the circumference of the planet Earth? Answer, 24,896 miles, approximately 25,000 miles. So the 24 in the 24,896, that represents the unknown. That's that which, you know, you don't know. You know, you don't know what's going on around you. You fall victim to what's going on around you. But the 25,000, that's God's circumference. That's why 2 + 5 = 7 and 25,000. You know, 2 + 5. You know, the 25,000 represents the circumference of God, the circle of God. And in the circle of God, we always question things, because the 25th letter in the alphabet is Y. And we question things, and we evaluate things, you know, when we have wisdom and knowledge. You know, and we move with intellect and intelligence instead of moving with foolishness and dumbness. You know, that's just what I think. You know, it's essential to surround yourself with people who are productive and that do things that are constructive.
Yeah, when you have to. I mean, that's the, you know, it's like we were saying about matter. Like, you know, that's the environment. And, you know, if you don't, whatever environment you put yourself in is going to have an effect on you. You understand what I'm saying? Just like the God,
yes, sir,
came out of the darkness of faith, he came out of black man, because that's the material that was there.
Yes, sir.
The same way with us. We live in the ghetto that the devil calls it, or the projects, or, you know, we live in the you know, the worst parts of town, and we don't do anything to change the environment, so the environment changes us. You know what I mean?
True indeed.
Gotta be aware.
I just want to say, brother, this on the air. All white people are suspected white supremacists until proven otherwise. There is no good white people. Black people, get off of that nonsense that there's good white people. There's no such thing. There is suspected white supremacists. They either gonna be on the side of the devil or right there with the devil. They are devils.
Right. They are devils, brother. Right, exactly.
Yeah,
you know, they're the true colored man. You know, that's why the second degree in student enrollment says, who is the color man? Answer, the color man is a Caucasian white man, or Yaku's grafted devil of the planet Earth. And grafted means dishonest. You know, they build their whole society on dishonesty. That's why they are as advanced as they are, because they're always stepping on somebody else. You know.
That's true.
Yeah, right,
they
exactly.
They are the master grafters, but, you know, you right and exact. Brother Che, they're all devils, like the messenger said. You know, when you see a snake, you know some snakes are poisonous and some are not. But regardless of whether they're poisoned or not, they're still a snake. They still have the same nature. Whether it can bite you and kill you is not the point. Because the snakes who aren't venomous, if they had the venom to kill you, they would most certainly bite you and kill you. And this is the way the Caucasians are. So you can
that's their nature.
That's their nature. So you can meet some poor white people, and they don't have any power, so they may not seem come across as racist, but that's just because they ain't got no power. But let that same white person, you know, get in a position of power, and you'll see that he's just the same. He's just the same as the rest of them. You know, so
can't
get caught up by a smiling face and not in kind words.
Tony, you know, I just think that the devil, he uses his wisdom to keep us dumb. You know, and now it's time for us to use the wisdom of God to make us wise. You know, so, you know, it's essential to, you know, do things that are enlightening, things that are built on growth and development, such as, you know, doing these type of forums, reading books, you know, studying, exercising, doing things that are productive. You know, because they say the idle hands are the devil's workshop, and that's one way to destroy the devil is by being productive, because he wants you to be idle and complacent.
That's exactly right, brother. So, you know, you do have to be busy, and you have to be thinking of building something for yourself. And when I say building something for yourself, we got to be thinking of an independent nation of our own. And we got to not only just be thinking about an independent nation, but we got to be thinking about what type of people do we want to be. Because we're dealing with reality, and the reality is we've been raised by devils. And when you've been raised by a devil, they have made us
Stockholm syndrome to the fullest. You know, fell in love with the kidnapper.
Right, and that's real, brother. That's no joke. That's exactly what we're dealing with. We're dealing with our people, who are our people. They are flesh and blood, but they have the mind of a white person, and this is just a fact. You know, nobody can dispute that. So we're dealing with black people that got grafted brains. Their brains has been taken from original and turned into, you know, the Savior. The Savior said we were other than self. When he found us, other than self, and we was made other than self by the man who was actually himself. The white man is himself. It's the black man that's not himself.
What is his own self?
Yeah. Is it, you know, the black man's own self is a righteous Muslim, correct?
That's what the 14th degree says. I say a righteous God.
Yeah. Okay, a righteous God or a righteous Muslim, the same thing. But a righteous being is what the black man is. And the only way a black person is going to have success in this world is he has to accept his own and be himself. Because if you look at any black person that tries to emulate or copy white people, they're never successful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our people are the worst criminals. That's why the jail is filled with so many of us. Because we don't get away with crime. Only the devil gets away with crime. He stole the whole country. And they've been put in jail.
Because that's his lane, God. That's his realm. his realm is the devilish realm. You know what I mean? He's weak,
right.
Wicked, so he's the master of that cipher.
Right, right. So what do I look like as a black man trying to be a devil when I know I'm not going to have any success?
Right. It makes no logical sense, but yet there's so many of our people that want to imitate the oppressor. I want to be just like the oppressor. Like, why do you want to do that?
Yeah, because they're other than themselves. But the only way we're going to reach and come to a higher state of being is by being ourselves, being gods, being earth, being heavenly bodies, being heavenly people. You know, and what I mean by heavenly is like people dealing with a higher nature. Like the brother said, you know, the devil, he deal with a weak and wicked nature. When we dealing with a true and living nature built off truth and righteousness. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So, you know, the second degree in 136 says, I came to North America by myself.
Yes,
and
sir.
When I came means I reached the destination. And our destination, we ain't reached it fully yet. We barely getting to start the journey. You know what I mean? But the only way we're going to make it is by being our true identity and thinking higher and more like, you know, in a higher realm in of a higher nature. We got to think on a higher plane than a slave plane of thought. You know what I mean? Because that slave mentality is what got us trapped right now. Well, we're not successful in our endeavors. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I just want to let y'all know Denver is making national news. First for that white supremacist that shot up the tattoo parlors, and then also for the illegal immigrant who had got sentenced to 110 years, and they lowered his sentence to 10 years.
Who was that individual?
His name is Rogel Angeles, and he was driving the truck. He was driving the
I-70,
and he lost control of the truck and ended up running into all these cars, killing a bunch of people, and then tried to flee the scene. And then the white supremacist shot up the tattoo parlors. He had a book depicting on what he was going to do, and he acted out everything that he was going to do from the book in real life, and they shot and killed him last week.
Damn.
Okay, so
that's real life news right there.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, and that's every day in America. That's like, it's not even, those stories are not even shocking. It's like I never heard so many sirens, seen so many police and fire trucks than I've seen on Christmas and Christmas Eve. It's like they say they're celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ, which
Jesus,
you know is
yeah.
a lot. They're actually celebrating the birthday of Nimrod, who was a very wicked man. Who broke civilization?
Yeah, he was one of the first Caucasians that came out the caves, from what I heard.
Yeah, well, he broke Moses' civilization, because remember Moses taught them. He gave them a law that was like a check on their nature, because they was wicked by nature, but Moses civilized them, and the. Which we know the people who try to follow the law of Moses today, the white people, they're called the Jews. But Nimrod
right.
was actually the one who broke Moses' civilization and allowed them to act out their real true nature. You know, and he was a wicked man, and he had sex with his own mother so that he could say that he didn't have a father. He killed his father and married his mother, and that's where that whole story about Mary getting pregnant by some mystery god, and he's the son of God. All that story deals with Nimrod and their their wicked,
you know,
wicked devil. Yes, sir.
True indeed. You know, it's crazy that you talk about that because, you know, even the Christmas tree supposedly is forbidden in the law of the Bible. And
It's a Jeremiah.
I can't remember
the
chapter
off the top of my head.
Yeah,
but
it's a
verse.
Yeah, true indeed.
It is a verse.
And then the bulbs. Yeah, Tony. And then the bulbs that you see on the Christmas tree, that's how he used to decorate his enemies' heads on the trees.
Wow.
Yep.
Yeah, true indeed. True indeed. You know what I mean? For those who don't know, and they would present gifts to each other with heads in as presents to one another of the enemy.
I was just gonna say they've been historically they've been doing sick shit like that for the longest.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I mean, you know, on the positive, you know, since everybody's giving gifts, I give my kids gifts, but I don't celebrate no Christmas like it's a glorious event or nothing like that. But, you know, I mean, I don't want my kids to feel left out. I'll be honest with you.
Well,
so I try to do what I can.
Let your kids know about Kwanzaa.
My kids are conscious.
Yeah. You don't have to participate in these European holidays. I mean, indirectly, we're participating because, you know, we get days off from work and stuff, but I don't even mean to say but, and you can celebrate other things besides that. So
I mean that's difficult because, like I said, we live in this society and it's so normalized, and you have your children, especially when you don't live around other believers or other people who have knowledge like you, your children start asking questions and they don't want to feel left out. So, I mean, this is why we have such a hard time civilizing the savage among our people because we live among devils. I mean,
they try to emulate the devil.
Right. That's why the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, when he was among us, we used to fast during the month of December, so we didn't participate in Christmas and all that because we were fasting throughout the month. So our Ramadan was in December.
Right.
And that's the reason. And that's the reason was to take us away from that practice. But even nowadays, you even got people who call themselves Muslims celebrating
that. Yeah, so, what's up with that?
Yeah.
I mean, this.
You know, the opposite of wisdom is foolishness, man. You know, and that's just what's going on. You know, sometimes our people are foolish and they're naive to, you know, the ways of the world and the devil, and they fall victim every time in some shape, form, or fashion. You know, even culturally, you know, we allow ourselves to be assimilated by their society, and, you know, we try to emulate them so much that we forget that we're the originators of everything.
Right.
But, brother, how many of our people know that? Got to remember,
not too many.
Our people were reared in slavery. It was most of our people didn't even know they came from Africa. I mean that's a hell of a thing when you were born of people. Unless you just got off the ship from Africa, you didn't even know you was in Africa. Am I lying?
You tell the truth, God. That's why I said earlier about the 24,896, the 24 deal with the unknown, those who are stuck in the unknown, not knowing nothing. When the 25 asked why, those are people trying to figure things out.
We only use that excuse for so long. We in the information age. Ignorance is the
Some people appreciate ignorance. they love ignorance.
But that doesn't mean we have to be willfully ignorant right along with them.
Yeah, I don't condone. I'm just saying that they want to be like that. Some people, they like the devil so much that they want to be a slave in some shape, form, or fashion. You know what I'm saying? They accept their state of being, and you know, that's on them.
And you got to remember that. You know, in the English lesson number C1, our Savior is having a conversation with somebody. I don't know who he's talking to, but he's
W.D. Farad, Elijah Muhammad.
Yeah. Okay. So he's telling him about his uncle, and we are his uncle, the black man in America. We're the uncle of our Savior, of God, Allah.
Yes, sir.
And
yes, sir.
He says, he does not know that he is my uncle. He likes the devil.
Fifth degree.
The devil gives him nothing. And then the messenger asked him again, he said, why does he like the devil? And he says, because the devil put fear in him when he was a little boy. Why does he fear now? Why does he fear now since he is a big man? Because the devil taught him to eat the wrong food. Now, that's physical food. That's mental food. That's spiritual food. You got to realize, when you take a baby, born a slave, don't know anything. So our people are in such a condition. That's why it's called mental death. Because it really is.
Mental death
and really
slavery.
Yeah, it really is mental death. And you got to think about what is death. What is death? Somebody can take or give you Santa Claus and you don't know that Santa and Satan is the same person. That's a smart devil. I mean, he's really he really messed our minds up. So we got to,
He got us mesmerized and hypnotized, man. He got us mesmerized and hypnotized, man. You know, the devil know what he's doing. He knows how to program people. You know, with TV programs, the internet shit. There's a lot of misinformation out there, too. You know, I understand this is the information age, but there's so much misinformation. It's the war of information right now.
It is.
Yeah,
true versus falsehood. That's why this show is called God versus Devil.
The war from the fake. The truth from the falsehood.
Yeah. But if you don't know, you know, because it's like you said, Jesse, there's so much information out there. But yet people are more ignorant now than they've ever been.
No.
They'd
rather take the word of the devil than the word of God. They'd rather hear, European than believe their own brother and sister.
Yeah, because we can tell them all day till we blow in the face. And they won't believe us, but the Caucasoid come out and say the exact same thing, Tim-wise.
Then they believe them,
What's that other chick's name? Jane Elliott. Any of them like that, they'll believe that before they believe anything that we say. But we have scholars like John Henry Clark. We have scholars like Dr. Jacobin. We have scholars like Dr. Francis Press Welton that was telling us this decades ago about what we were involved in, the war that we were involved in, and what racism was all about. But they didn't want to hear it from them. So they'll rather hear from a Tim Wise or Jane Elliott.
Garvey came, Elijah Muhammad came, W.D. Farrakh came, Noble Drew Ali came, Father Law came. You know, a lot of people have come with the knowledge and the wisdom, man, but people refuse to have an understanding. They want to deal with a misunderstanding and deal with the world of ignorance. You know, they want to be like that, man, because, you know, when you willingly
do something that's ignorant, that's just dumb, man. You know what I mean? You know, wisdom is wise choices. And we got to make wise choices in our lives, man. And we got to make a conscious choice to be righteous and to be intelligent and to be conscious, you know.
Right.
You know, we really got to get on our square, man. You know what I mean? And that's why we need more platforms like this. Shout out to Frontline Black News, The Revolutionary Agenda, and Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. You know, all frontlinecampaign.org, because, you know, we're doing our due diligence to spread the word and to make Nas born. You know, and thank you, Dr. Nas Born, for this platform, because, you know, people need to hear it from the word of God, you know, the true word of God, not the false prophet that you be seeing on TV, Bible thumping and telling you things that, you know, are just leading you to the path of hell and following after the oppressor.
Right.
The wrong way is the right way.
What does our lesson say about that? Doesn't it say that easily led in the wrong direction, hard to lead in the right direction?
Tony, that's the 16th degree in Muslim Lost and Found Lesson number 2140, which says, who is the 5% of the poor part? Oh, excuse me, no, the 14th degree in 140, which says, who is the 85%? And so the uncivilized people, poison animal eaters, slaves from interest and power, people who do not know the true and living God or the origin of this world and worship what they know not, who are easily led in the wrong direction but hard to be led in the right direction.
So when you dealing with any person who don't have knowledge, they're going to be very difficult to lead. You know, so, I mean, it don't make no sense in getting frustrated with people because they just don't have the knowledge. I don't care how much information they got on the internet. If you don't have the knowledge of the true and living God, whatever knowledge you get, it ain't gonna make any sense to you. So that's why the people are so confused. They don't know what to believe. Like, you'll see somebody on YouTube. They know that Christmas and the person that they told us was Jesus. They can know all of that was fake. And still, they'll go to church every Sunday. They'll celebrate Christmas. They will, their mind knows that it's a lie, but because they're like sheep, because, like I said, brother, the environment is so powerful. This is why the messenger said it's better to teach separation than it is to teach prayer. Because as long as we remain among white people, only the best of us are going to accept the knowledge. The masses of our people are never going to accept it as long as they're intermingled, mixed up with white people. Because white people are absolutely determined to take black people down with them, and they know they're going down.
True indeed.
Well,
I want to add on one thing. Go ahead.
I wanted to add something before you did. Isn't there the saying that when you know better, you do better?
That's the saying, so, but our people don't, they, you know, it's hard to say whether they know or not, because you tell them and you think they know, but, you know, they really don't know. I really believe most of our people really just don't know. You know, and
you
it's
know,
so difficult. Go ahead, Rabel.
Now, I was going to say the Quran says that it's like a donkey carrying books.
Right.
You know what I mean? I mean, you could load a donkey up with books all you want, you know, put it in both pouches on both sides, but that don't mean that the donkey going to be able to read the books. You know what I mean? It's still a donkey. You know what I mean? And I say that figuratively speaking about ignorant people, who don't want to, you know, take the time to investigate and look at the truth. They're like a donkey carrying books. You know what I mean? I mean, the information's out there, but they reject that information.
And like we're saying, Romel, we got a lot of educated people. I'm not saying they're ignorant. Like, you got a lot of people that's doctors. They got education. They got the white man's education. But when I say ignorant, I'm talking about they don't have the real knowledge that we got.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got you.
You see what I'm saying?
They've been deprived.
Like, they don't have. Like I said, you can have all the knowledge in the world, but if you don't know who the true and living God is, and if you don't have certain knowledge, no matter how much knowledge you get, it's not going to do you any good because you don't have the root knowledge.
Well,
we deal
with having the knowledge if you're not going to apply it. Knowledge is only power.
Wisdom is application. Yeah, wisdom is application, brother. You're right about that.
So that's where wisdom comes in. So you gotta, like the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, mere belief or having faith goes for nothing if it's not put into practice. And
that's why
we
go ahead, bro.
No, we're talking about Nimrod civilization, but that's what he introduced. He introduced where you can have religion that you don't really practice. That's why people can go to church on Sunday for 1 hour. They practice, they act righteous, but then as soon as they leave church, what about Monday? What about Tuesday? What about, you see what I'm saying? It's like this society plays lip service to righteousness, but we know we don't live in a righteous society because listen to what Jesse was just talking about. Guy going to shoot up a place, man running into a truck killing people. I mean, this is just not a righteous place because it's inhabited by devils.
Indeed. You know, I just think that our people are lost and confused, and they need to find knowledge and wisdom and find it on their own. You know, that's why the degree says I came to North America by myself, because it's everybody's responsibility to find it for themselves, man. You know, we tend to follow other people so much, and we become followers, you know, and what we need to do is search within and do our own research.
Right, and look, and I mean, you got to have somebody that you can look at as an example. And this is what we have to be, you know, more than just talking, because I really don't like to talk a lot, because I understand that only the best of our people are going to actually learn somebody talking to them. You know, most of the time, it's going to take something to happen, or they just going to have to see a real-life example of righteous
that's
black
the wisdom.
People. Because, right. So once they see us with the wisdom, the knowledge, being successful, then they'll come. So that's why we just got to keep doing what we do and let them see us. And then just like the earth is attracted to the sun, we'll start attracting our people, and they'll start changing, and that's the way it's going to go. But the thing is that we gotta, like you said, we got to make a conscious effort to be right, because we live in a society that makes it so easy to do evil, and nobody will call you on it. You see what I'm saying?
Trying to.
Yeah,
that's why we need to hold each other accountable.
You know, we've been the moral compass for this country for 400 or some years. We have to continue
that's
to be
true.
The moral compass for this country.
That's true.
Because this country has no moral compass. If it wasn't for black people, there would be no moral compass for this country. So
that's true.
I mean, how much longer must we be the moral compass for this country, or is that just our inevitable? Is that just how it's supposed to be?
Go ahead.
No, when I say being an example, I mean being an example for other black people. I by no means am saying that try to be an example for white people, because that's the devil. You ain't going to get them to do right. And if you try, you're wasting your time. That's a waste of time to try to get a white man to do righteousness. He's not going to do it. Just like it's a waste of time for a black man to try to do evil and think that he's going to be successful trying to be a criminal. He's not going to be successful. Because you're not him by nature. So,
in the realm of truth, evil is non-existent.
Say that again.
In the realm of truth, evil is non-existent. You know what I mean? So, you know, a righteous man can't picture evil. You know, in the same way you were saying, the black man can't really do evil to the extent that the devil can.
Yeah, well, he can't be successful. He can't have any success at it. That's the problem.
Right, that's
the
what
black
I mean.
Man can, yeah, the black man can do evil, but he's never going to be successful at it. It's going to bring him to ruin. You look at white people, they've built a whole country, a whole civilization based on evil because that's their nature. And they're totally fine with it. They don't have any problem with their society. If you talk to any white person about, you know, the evil that goes on in the world, they'll tell you that, well, that's just a part of life. And you talk to a black person, the black person is, if he's in his true self, talk to a black person and they'll tell you, no, it's messed up, because we know it's messed up. But the devil will tell you that's just the way it is because that's his nature.
Right.
He don't have any problem driving down the street, seeing some lady with three kids holding a sign begging, don't have a place to stay. The white man will drive right past and don't feel any. A black man will drive past too. He might not have no money to give, but he at least will feel something in his heart. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Even if he can't give him no money, he'll still feel something in his heart. The white man will just drive by with it in his Lamborghini with his hair blowing in the wind and won't even look. That's their nature. And if you try to appeal,
they don't care.
They don't care. They're devils.
They don't care.
And the problem,
they're merciless, brother. They're merciless and ruthless, brother.
Yeah.
Some people don't care about nobody.
They're savages.
Their whole civilization is built on iniquity, brother.
Instead
of equity, it's built on iniquity.
Yes. And we make the mistake thinking that they're just like us, and they're not. That's where we always
That's foolish.
Make the mistake. We think, oh, they're like us. They're not like us. And we're not like them. I mean, bro, can you imagine a white man going into a slave, getting her pregnant, and then selling his own child as a slave? I mean,
without
think about how wicked you have to be to do something like that. They have a documentary on MTV called Lynching Postcards, talking about how they used to make postcards of lynching. They got a show on it. It's on MTV documentary called Lynching Postcards. Postcards of white people with their children little white kids.
They proud of that shit.
Eat at picnic. Well, that's where that term come from, picnic. Let me say, me and my girl going on a picnic. That come from pick a nigga, where they would go have lunch in the park, and they would pick a nigga to go lynch. This is, I can just go into, I mean, it's funny because they say Elijah Muhammad and Louis Farrakhan, they teaching hate. If all the evil that white people have done, if black people don't hate white people after all the evil they've done, it ain't no man on this earth who can teach black people to hate. It just is possible.
Right.
I hate evil.
If you don't already hate them, then it's just impossible for you to hate. And you got some black people that are just naturally good-hearted like that, but they really don't. I'm not like that. I'm just the opposite. I'm a little different in that regard. But most black people, they really don't feel a lot of malice toward white people because a lot of them don't know. That's number one.
Right.
A lot of our people really don't know what has actually happened and how wicked these people are, because even in our lessons, it teaches us why they never wanted us to have any kind of social equality with them.
Right. He don't want us to know how filthy he is in all his affairs.
Yeah, they want to stay down there and forget about this.
You know, that goes back to what you were talking about, wisdom, man. Wisdom are signs and symbols that teach about righteous principles, and the signs are the warning signs. You got to see the warning signs about these people. You know, they don't care about us. They got no love for us. You know, to them, we're just a commodity. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, they use us, and they continue to abuse us, you know what I'm saying, mentally, physically, you know what I'm saying, economically. You know, they've been victimizing black people for so long that that's just what they do, you know what I mean? That's like first nature to them. And we got to really look at the signs and the symbols and look at things a little bit closer, you know, and see that these people do not have our best interests at heart.
Right. And then also too, if I may interject, and this is why
to the show.
Hey, thank you so very much for having me. But also too, this is why we got to teach our youth, you know, the true history, as opposed to this prepackaged BS, you know, that they want us, you know, to believe. And then at the same token, we feel sorry for these so-called scholars, okay, that were set up there, will perpetuate this. And when you look at this brutalization, how anybody with any type of sense of morals and what have you would forgive such atrocities? You see what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, let's be real.
You can't forgive that type of,
right.
You know, you just can't. You know, because it's, you know, when you talk about forgiveness, first of all, if you don't have any power to punish somebody, you really don't have any power to forgive them.
Right.
Damn.
So that's number one. And again, the people have to be taught, and it's just like a court case. Once you present all the facts and the people have everything laid out on the table, then it's up to the judge or whoever to determine what the punishment is going to be. We haven't went through that process yet because, like I said, most of our people don't even have any idea of what has been done to us and why we are the way that we are. It's like when you look at the evil, and Minister Farrakhan just spoke a couple of days ago about this, and they were just talking about, because our position is we want a nation of our own for our people. But when you look at the way our people are here in America, in the United States right now, we've become our own worst enemies. Like, we're doing to each other what the devil used to do to us. Now we're doing it to each other because they have made us into them.
Right.
Yeah, I think it's the Tron D. I think it's the 12th degree in Lost and Found lesson number 2 that states, "Why does the devil teach that?" Answer: because he decides to make slaves of our kings who can rob them and live in luxury. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, they're also we're also being used as a tool and a slave. You know, for the devil's cause. You know, and
right.
I just think that people just need to wake up, man, and see that, you know, they profiting off of us being ignorant. You know, our ignorance is, you know, their advancement. You know what I mean? They prosper off of our ignorance. You know what I mean? So they want to keep us ignorant. You know what I mean? Because they benefit off of that and they prosper off of that. You know, we're their cash cow. We're their cash cow. We're their cash cow.
Exactly.
That's why, you know, that's why. Go ahead, brother.
Okay, and this is why also, too, where you got the miseducation of the Negro, as Dr. Carter G. Woodson had pointed out, is that you got a lot of these miseducated Negroes who perpetuate this to generations after them as well, too. So you're perpetuating this miseducation again and again and again. And let's look at our last three generations going around with their skinny jeans on, going around with the sagging pants, showing the crack of their behind, going out here killing each other over BS and nonsense. You see what I mean? And this is, and I think we did a show on this a while back called The Internalized Hatred of Self. And the institutions that really perpetuate this here would be that raggedy institution out there in a place called Los Angeles, California. And of course, we all know how we feel about that.
Yes,
sir.
You know, there's a lesson or a study guide. It's called the 12 Jewels. And that's what we need, man. We need knowledge, wisdom, understanding, freedom, justice, equality, food, clothing, shelter, and love, peace, and happiness. Knowledge, wisdom, understanding, that's what we're doing right now. You know, we expound and we corresponding on some things. Freedom, justice, and equality, that's what comes about from knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. You know what I mean?
Right.
We're freeing the dome, we're teaching righteousness, and we're showing and proving our own social equality within our own realm of things. You know what I mean? Because like the brother was saying, we need to separate from the devil. So we need to have our own social equality in our own circle, in our own realm, you know, and establish our own kingdom on this planet Earth, a black kingdom. You know what I'm saying? After that comes food, clothing, and shelter. And that's, man, we got to make sure our people are fed, man. Because if we don't look out for them, ain't nobody going to look out for them for us. You know what I mean? And clothing and shelter. So that's one of the causes that we really need to focus on, is giving our people food, clothing, and shelter, basic necessities. And that's why I appreciate the program of the Black Panthers so much. Shouts out to Yanga, Sister Brandy, Brother Che and Kuma, and our own Shabaka's Black Experience and Hands. Because, you know, without food, clothing, and shelter... Yeah, and Sekou, excuse me. And also Uncle Sekou, shouts out, he's one of the original Black Panthers from 1967, a Black Panther soldier. And I just wanted to shout them out because, you know, food, clothing, and shelter for our people is essential. Because without that, we can't build nothing, black family. You know, and after food, clothing, and shelter comes what? Love, peace, and happiness. And you can finally, take time to appreciate one another, have peace amongst each other, and be content with how things are supposed to be. You know, what is, when you look at wisdom, it got W-I-S, and that's what is. So we got to deal with the things for the way they are and the way it is. You know, and we got to, in order to change things, we got to change internally. We got to change our way of thinking. You know, we got to stop being ignorant, pull our pants up. You know what I mean? Stop endorsing negative things that are degrading, and
right.
Start endorsing things that are uplifting. You know, I remember back in the 90s, you know, the conscious rap was the shit. I hate the cuss part myself, but, you know, conscious rap, conscious material, everybody was, you know, getting the knowledge and reading books and stuff. You know what I'm saying? That was a
right.
good movement that existed back in the 90s, and the devil made it a point to kill that with the gangster
yeah.
rap. You know what I mean? All
yep.
this, you know, this thought nonsense. You know what I mean? You know,
yep.
Lil Wayne and Birdman kissing each other, making homosexuality acceptable. You know what I mean? And, you know, they really derailed us from our upgrading of our people. You know, and I just think we need to go back to that. We need to upgrade and really deal with freedom, justice, and equality. We need to deal with, you know, our true way of being. We need to deal with, you know, a revolution, brothers and sisters. That's what this is about, revolution. You know,
yes,
I'm really focused on revolution. What I mean by revolution, I ain't talking about picking up no gun and doing some dumb stuff. I'm talking about, you know, collaborating with your fellow brothers and sisters on a righteous cause
right.
like this platform, and teaching what's real. Because right now we got to take the devil off the mental plane so we could take him off the physical plane, and we could, you know, bring a change. That's what I wanted to say. Thank you, brothers and sisters.
Oh, yes, sir. Absolutely. Without a doubt. And then you want to keep it all positive because, see, we owe it to the generations after us. You see what
yes,
I mean?
Yes, sir.
And this is why I appreciate the elder, you know, Brother McChesney, you know, coming on and giving us input and dropping knowledge that he did, you know, for the last few weeks, you see. And then keep in mind is that this social structure is designed to have us degrade ourselves. You see what I mean?
Yes, sir.
And because it's big money now, that's a multi-billion-dollar industry that they have for us degrading ourselves. Now, Lil Wayne goes up here, sells his music to Universal Music Group, or what's that, $100 million? That's chump change.
Yep.
Okay, because you could best believe, man, is that they're going to make billions upon billions off of it, if not hitting the classic team, the trillion. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And also, too, $100 trillion in tangibles. Period.
Right now.
Write the check. They got it. We built the country. And even Dr. King said, you know, because I'm here in Atlanta now, even Dr. King had said that he led our people into a burning house with integration.
Flames.
Straight up. You see? But, and that's one thing I will always respect about that man, is because he realized his mistake. You see what I mean?
Yes, sir.
And then not to mention the fact is that when we tried to get our youth educated in the late 70s and the 80s, and then as General Romero had said, then all of a sudden here comes the gangster rap. Kill an NGR, shoot an NGR, I'm an NGR, saggy pants, going around showing a crack of your behind. You know what I mean? And the sad part, when I'm seeing dudes 50 years old doing this, man, that's when one day sitting in Oakland, I had to sit there and say, man, this is all bad. Cat 50
yes,
years
sir.
Old going around with saggy pants on, showing a crack of his behind. 50 years
man,
old.
Lost.
Glorifying the years that he wasted his life sitting inside of a jail cell.
Man.
You see what I mean?
We got to stop endorsing that, man. We got to boycott all that nonsense.
Oh, totally. You see what I'm saying? And then when you look at Montgomery, Alabama, in the year 1955, when they started the Montgomery bus boycott, okay, they broke the Montgomery bus company, because the thing was, as we stated before, is that whatever that you did, do not ride the bus. I mean, get to work carpooling, ride a bike, build a skateboard, roller skate, walk if you have to. But they did not ride the bus and they broke the Montgomery Bus Company. And from what I understand, they even tried to sue the SCLC for their losses because black people wouldn't ride on the bus. You see what I mean? And then when I met Rosa Parks, she stated to me, she says, young man, and because I was real young at the time, she says, I was always tired of coming home from work. I just got tired of giving up my dignity with that, because a lot of times you would have to pay your money on to get on the bus. Then you had to go back off the bus to get in it through the back door. And about at least 50% of the time is that the bus driver pull off after you paid your money.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's real.
Yeah. After you paid your money, you got to get off the bus, enter the bus through the back door, and they'll just pull off.
Chondé.
I mean, how can you forgive such things? What sane person would do that?
Chondé.
It's not hatred that we're discussing here. We're just simply discussing facts.
Chondé, right, we're discussing justice, and brother. You know.
Yes, sir. And then if you forget, then the next thing you know, you're going to the same situation is going to happen again and again. And then they're going to perpetuate this as being the norm.
Mm-hmm.
The way you deal with all
go
that.
Go ahead, Dr. Osborne.
Here's what was interesting about that whole scene is that they had the bus boycott, which was righteous, but what they did, they didn't build, they didn't set up their own black bus transportation system. That's what was crazy.
Right.
You understand? Mm-hmm. It's one thing to say, we're not going to ride the white man's bus, but then why don't you go build your own bus station? Which is
that's
what
right.
we're saying now. It's like, you can't complain about the mistreatment, and we know white people haven't treated us right, but what are we trying to build for ourselves instead of complaining about what they're doing, what they're not doing? What are we doing?
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? It's like you
yes,
can't
sir.
Expect somebody to treat you better than you treat yourself.
That's right.
That's
cool. Yes, sir. Right and exact. Right and exact.
Yeah, we got to get to work building for ourselves. Regardless of what they're doing, damn the white man, damn his world. He's going down. He knows
yeah.
it. Everybody knows it. We got to get busy building here. Or in Africa or somewhere, but we got to get the hell away from this white man. That's the answer to our problem. Now, the problem is our people are not dissatisfied in that because we know dissatisfaction is what brings about change. Once our people become completely dissatisfied, that's when we'll see a complete change. It is sad
hell
that
yeah.
our people... It's, you know, it's sad that our people are okay with their current condition. I'm not, but a lot of
I'm
our
not
people
either.
Are. You know? And that's why we're on this platform talking to each other, because we're like the followers of Yaqub. We're the dissatisfied.
You know, no. We're the followers of Granddaddy Shabazz. Granddaddy Shabazz, according to legend of the lesson, Granddaddy Shabazz had a disagreement with the other scientists in Mecca, and he decided to build an empire in Africa, or a Kibbalon, as
yeah.
we call it. And he established the first dynasty or the first rulership of Egypt, or Kemet. And Granddaddy Shabazz, he made up 30% of the people on the planet Earth at that time, and they all went with him into so-called East Asia, Kibbalon, or otherwise known in the European terms as Egypt and or Africa. You know what I mean? So, you know, like the brother was saying, dissatisfaction brings change. And it ain't about being dissatisfied with something positive. It's about rejecting something that's negative and of a weaker nature, you know, and trying to change it or destroy it. I'm with destruction, man. I'm with destroying the devil system, destroying the devil society. Huh?
I said, of course. But
yeah, true indeed. You know,
it's like the message.
Go ahead, brother.
When you destroy something, you got to have something to replace it with. That's what we were saying about the bus situation.
Exactly.
You know, like,
exactly.
Okay, this was going out, but something else has to rise to replace it. Like, you can't destroy society, but you haven't built anything to replace it. Because that's foolish.
True indeed.
You know, that's what Samson did. That's what Samson did. He went crazy to start pulling down the pillars because he was blind, and he ended up pulling down the building on himself.
Right, exactly.
You know
we don't the scriptures say, you know, like you were talking, brother, about the separation piece. You know, the scriptures say, come out of her. Come out of Babylon. The scriptures say, come out of her. You know what I mean?
It.
We need to separate from the modern-day Babylon, Nimrod's world, Yaakov's world, because Nimrod and Yaakov, to me, are similar people. You know what I mean?
Well,
you know,
they're really not.
You know,
Really, because Yaakov, I said they're really not.
Yeah, I know Yaakov was a black man. I know Yaakov was a black man, but I'm just saying that his teachings have survived because they still...
Yeah.
They still celebrate his teachings and his methodology. You know,
sir.
That's what I mean by that. I know Yaakov was a black man. You know, Yaakov, you know, for a history lesson, Yaakov is not a man. Yaakov was man himself. And it was a nation of people that were called what's the name of the people that the Nazis worship? That the Nazis say they came from?
The Aryans.
Indo-Aryans. Yeah. Well, the people that created the Aryans were called Indo-Aryans. And that's your, the people from Iraq, Iran, India, and all that. You know, there was a group of people out there that they created a caste system so cold that they will kill the dark-skinned babies and save the light-skinned babies for 600 years. It took them 12, because there's 48 shades of black, and they were all dark-skinned black seeds. And in order to get to white, they had to, for every 12 and a half years, they went one shade to the next, because 12.5 times 48 is 600. But it took 12 and a half. Yeah. So they had to go from black to brown, brown to yellow, yellow to white. And it took them 600 years. You know, and what they created was the modern-day Aryans. And there was a brother out there that rejected them and ran them 2,200 miles into the Caucasus Mountains. You know, and they were trapped in the Caucasus Mountains for approximately 2,000 years. Right, brother Nasborn?
They were savage over there. That's until Moses went and civilized them. But there was still some of them that got into.
I just want to add this point. So during the Council of Nicaea, there was a brother by the name of Aries, and the brother, he was rejecting this whole notion of Jesus Christ, of there being this one Savior or one people, and him and his followers fled into what is now Iran, Afghanistan, all of that, and they became known as the Aryans. So Hitler and the Nazis would really have a heart attack if they knew that they were worshiping a bunch of black people. Unbeknownst to them, because during the Council of Nicaea, you know, that's when they put the Bible together, and they admitted several books that were telling the truth about what was really happening, and they couldn't come together on one thing. So,
well, according to ancient history, Yeah, Tony, thank you, brother. But according to Indian history, the Indo-Aryans produced the Aryans because they had a civilization people called the Indus Valley. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And people were the Indo-Aryans. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah,
they
created, I get that
they created
part.
White men.
But the whole
they
part about the Aryans, right?
The
yeah, that came from the council in Althea.
Go ahead, Brother Chase.
Yeah.
So, yeah, during the Council of Nicaea, as y'all know, that's when the Bible was created.
Right.
The 66
right.
books, and they admitted 8 of the books. The Book of Thomas, the Book of Jasper, the Book of,
Enoch.
I can't remember all the books. Now, Enoch, and there's some other books that ended up in the Dead Sea Scrolls. But they were admitted because they couldn't come together on one accord that there was one savior, one man that was the savior of all humanity. And when Constantine found out, he ordered the death of Ares. So Ares and his followers fled into what is now Europe. And they became known as the Aryans.
They might have borrowed that,
but
the original Aryans.
Yeah, I've never heard of that. But what you're saying though is that the Nazis were not stupid. That's why they went to Tibet to try to say that's where the Aryans came from. They knew that they came from that area in Asia that Ramiel is talking about, like Iran,
mm-hmm.
India. They
heard that story. The story the brother was saying, I never heard that story. I'm not saying that it's not true, but that name Aryan existed before that, before the Council of Nicaea.
So there's a book. It's real hard to get a hold of, but there's a book. It's called Blacks Who Died for Jesus. It's actually banned in the United States. If you get a hold of that book,
I don't doubt that. Yeah, because all of that's in Palestine, and at that time, most of that, all of that area was still black during that time. So that's not difficult to believe at all. But Aryan, and like I told you, those are like terms. Even the name Shabazz. That's like Pakistani. All those terms, Shabazz and Aryan, actually mean the same thing, and they come from the same area.
Mm-hmm.
They all come from that Indus Valley, Pakistani, all that whole area over there, you know. And I have to do some more research, but they're very connected. It's like it's interesting. The messenger gave Minister Farrakhan, the name Farrakhan, but he said he never even heard that name until he went to Iran. Like, they got an actual town called Farrakhan in Pakistan. They got a place called Shabazz. And all those terms that the messenger used in his language, that stuff is really, you won't really find it too much in Arabia, but like in India, Pakistan, you'll find those terms there.
Yeah. I'm trying to say you're wrong, Brother Che. But what I'm saying is that from my research, that name Aryan existed way before the Council of Nicaea or any of that. You know, this is
about 8,000 years ago. Yeah, I'm not doubting it though. It probably what he said
yeah.
It probably is right, because those people in Iran, they like, even though they're Muslim, they're some of the most racist pro-white people you ever meet, because the name Iran actually means Aryan. That's what Iran means. It means Aryan.
Which is noble,
so,
correct? That's what you told me, Brother Nasborn.
Yo. What did you say? Huh?
I said, you said it means noble.
Yeah, it means noble, mighty. There's a few terms for it. It means like falcon. There's a few terms that it means, but it's but they use it a lot in Iran. That's why their leader was called the Shah. You got Shabazz, all that's related.
Okay.
It's all good. So the brother, you know, I'm not saying you're wrong, because the dude could have used the name Aryan, but that name existed before his time. Definitely. Thousands upon thousands of years before him. So he probably chose that name because he was aware of what that name
for
meant.
Debate. I mean, there was no alphabet thousands of years ago. The Phoenicians came up with the alphabet. So, I mean, they could have been called something else that got translated into Aryan. But I'm just telling you what I know, that the followers of Aries were known as
I'm
the
telling
Aryans.
You what I know too, I wasn't trying to cut you down, brother. I'm just adding
okay.
on. Yeah.
It's a lot of terms, man. This is, I mean,
like
history.
I can say, we could disagree agreeably.
Yeah.
That's
but
why we civilize.
There's so much knowledge that is good to hear this stuff because, I mean, it's just knowledge of everywhere, and it's beautiful when it all comes together and you learn new information, because I've never heard that, but I'll definitely look into it. But I am familiar with the Nicene Council, and I know that is where they got together and agreed upon what they was going to believe as far as Christianity was concerned. That's a fact. Yeah, that's a historical fact. And that they came together and created their religion, which is why the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad said Christianity is a religion organized by the white man, and he's absolutely 100% correct on that. I think that's probably the only religion that has ever been organized like that. Like, Islam wasn't created like that. Judaism, Hinduism, Buddhism, no other religion other than Christianity where you had a group of people actually come together and sit down and say, this is what we believe, except Christianity.
Mm-hmm. By military force.
Yeah, exactly. And everywhere you go where the people is Christian, and you go to South America, they're not doing well. The people, the masses are poor, and the white people are at the top of society. So no matter where you go in the Christian world, even in the Muslim world too. So, you know,
something that
the devil got all the religions. Huh?
It's something that I'm focused on building on for this new year. I'm building on understanding, not misunderstanding, man. And amongst our people, we have the tendency to cut each other down and to have dissension amongst us. That's programmed into us, you know, and egos, you know what I mean? You know, like, you know, I have a conversation with somebody that's A like me, another black person, and all of a sudden I feel like I'm entering a battle of the egos, you know what I mean? And it shouldn't be like that, but, you know, because of post-traumatic slave syndrome, that's what happens, you know what I mean? Where, you know, we're being used as a tool against our own people, you know, when we become a slave of egoism and, you know, basically, you know, some kind of, you know, haterism, traitorism, trickery, and treachery. And, you know, so during the new year, I made the conscious decision that I'm not going to partake in none of that. You know, that's why,
yeah,
you know, I don't argue things with people. You know what I mean? You know, I don't want to argue with my own brothers and sisters.
Right.
You know what I mean? I already did that last year. Going into the new year, I have enough confidence in myself, within myself, that, you know, I could just show equality to my A-like black people, you know what I mean, and my brothers, questions. You know what I mean? I ain't got, you know, a lot of times that causes separation. I'm trying to, I'm trying to bring about unity and try to establish some kind of togetherness with my people. And going into the new year, that's a tangible gift that I'm giving myself. Is unity and understanding, you know, not confusion and egoism.
That's power. Our power comes from our unity. And that's what it means to be civilized, is people working together for one common cause. And we can have debate. Debate is healthy. That's how we get new knowledge. That's how new knowledge is produced, by a brother introducing a new idea. And we should always welcome any new idea, any new way of thinking. And we have debates because that's how we move our people forward, is by having debates. You know, if a brother says, well, this ain't right, or he got some knowledge of something that I may not have knowledge in, that's why we need each other, because I don't know what you know. You don't know what I know. I don't know what Brother Jay know. That's what makes us stronger. If all I focus on is what I know, I'm weak as hell. But when I take what I know, what Brother Jay know, what Brother Ramel know, what Brother Shabaka know, when we pull everything that we know, then we become the powerful one God together. You see what I'm saying? So we need each other. We need every ounce of brain power from all of our people together, you know. And you know, if something is not right and exact, then my brother has the right to be like, hey, Brother Knowledge, this ain't right. You know, you made a mistake. You know, that's what brother's doing. As a civilized man, I should be grateful, and I shouldn't feel any type of way about it, because that's what you want. You know, that's how we become stronger. It's correcting each other and encouraging each other to do righteousness, man. At the end of the day, that's our strength. Unity and righteousness. And that's how the black man overcomes all our enemies, because we got a common enemy, you know. And we got to see each other as brothers, because we really are brothers. We come from the same God. God is a black man. We are black, and we are brothers in every real sense of the word. And we got to act like it, you know. We ain't perfect, but we got to be perfect in that. We got to be perfect in accepting. We got to accept each other with all our flaws and everything, but understand that each and every one of us brings something to the table that we can't do without. We can't afford to not have one. We need everybody. You know, we need everybody.
Yeah, I get what you're saying, God. I just know that a lot of times, you know, we just, you know, we talk amongst each other, and that about the.
Yes, sir.
I just, you know.
Yes, sir. We got 90 seconds before the show cut us off.
Okay, you want to say your final thoughts, Shay?
We got to deal with this Stockholm syndrome that our people have. We have to get away from it. I mean, this shit with Betty White, it still has her in days. I can't believe all these Negroes is coming to her defense. In regards to what was discussed tonight, we need to do for self. We need to educate ourselves. We need to educate our people on our true history, on what we've accomplished, on what we've done, and replace this global system of racism and white supremacy with a system of justice.
guaranteeing that nobody is mistreated by the color of their skin, and those that need the most constructive help get it. Thank you, brother,
yes,
for having me on the show tonight. This has been a really in-depth conversation.
I salute everybody out there that's teaching righteousness and teaching actual facts. You know what I mean? I endorse this message. This is brought to you by frontlinecampaign.org. My name is Romel Sanders. Salute.
Peace.
Peace.